Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Having a great visit with Anita Rosen. She's helping us understand how to make some sense of the online world, how to make it pay. One of the things, Anita, that I talk, there really are two issues here that small business owners have to deal with. They have to deal with the fact that the website is a selling tool. It's a selling document. People come to your website. They want to learn about you. And when they get to your website, they actually expect you to show them what you have to sell and to make it easy for them to get it if they want it. So that's one side of the online world. The other side of the mirror is the social media, the building customer community side. And that's where I say that the rules are reversed. On the website, as in selling, you sell first, serve second. On the social media side, you serve first and sell second. What do you think?
Completely agree. But
there's a conflict there. I mean, that's what confuses small business owners.
Well, because it's different than what they are doing for, you know, unless their job is running a small, unless their small business is online and they don't have any brick and mortar piece of it, it's a completely different business. And, for example, I'm in the e-learning business, so it's mm-hmm. training on the web.
Right.
And there's a lot of businesses that need to have training on the web. And the number one mistake that companies make when they move from classrooms to online is what they say to me. The number one thing they say is, I want to replicate the classroom experience. So the first thing they think they're going to do is take a PowerPoint and put an audio track on it,
mm-hmm.
which is as lethally boring as you can make it.
Death by PowerPoint.
We have found between 3 to 5 seconds after turning on an audio track, you know, people start multitasking. And a Stanford study found that people, it's equivalent to giving them 3 beers. Everyone thinks they multitask well. They multitask terribly. So
what's the answer?
You want them to pay attention to your course. But what we do is we try to replicate the classroom experience as opposed to look and say, it's a completely different experience. What makes a good experience online?
What does make a good experience?
Well, the number one thing is everyone says people shouldn't read. You can't multitask when you read.
Right.
So stop reading to them and let them read themselves. What makes a good experience is what people try to do is create this experience as mm-hmm. opposed to looking and saying, why are they taking a course online?
Right.
Because they want to learn information. And the number one thing when you talk to people about taking a course online, they want it to be quick and easy. So what's the quickest and easiest way to get the information mm-hmm. that people can really get the information? And, you know, sometimes it could be games, but a lot of times everyone's focused in the e-learning world on, well, we'll try to make it fun. And you never talk to someone, I'm talking about corporate education or mm-hmm. adult education, mm-hmm. not consumer education. But you never talk to anyone in corporate education and someone that's taking it that says, oh, I want to take an e-learning class, and I want it to be fun. What they always say is, I want it to be quick and easy.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you get the information the quickest and easiest to them? And a lot of times, it's really making the language very approachable. You know,
does it also mean interactive on the screen where you're clicking and moving around and having multimedia?
You know what? You want the brain to be interactive, not the screen to be interactive.
Okay.
Too many times people get into is, if I have flying bullets, my screen is interactive. That doesn't make the brain interactive. So what they have found is the most interactive element on the screen or for an e-learning course, believe it or not, are tests, where it's almost the exact opposite of what's interactive in a classroom and what's interactive on the screen.
So tests are good.
tests are fantastic.
Online.
And not that end of course test that
right.
you have to pass.
Right.
It's asking questions. Give them some information. Like what we find works really well, give them some information. Let them read a couple pages. Maybe give them a little video, less than 2 minutes long, explaining
right.
or having someone talk about the material.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're talking about interactive, multimedia is interactive.
And when you do the video, you need to have some images and some words on the in the video too to keep their attention, right? So they don't go wandering off like if it were just a podcast.
You just don't want to have a talking head unless the
yeah.
talking head is an amazing talking head.
Right, like you or me.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, having images, bringing the material alive. Another problem that we see is a lot of people say, well, there's different kinds of learners, and some people are audio learners, are going to have audio. Studies have shown, because we talk about there's different types of learners, kinetic learners, audio learners. Studies have shown that, yes, those types of learners really do exist. But what the most important thing is providing the material in the way that people learn. So, I mean, not the way that people learn, that brings the material alive. So if you sit there and you say, well, you know, I'll narrate my course because that will help audio learners.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if it's lethally boring to narrate your course,
right.
that's not helping audio learners.
Could you use this same approach to helping customers learn about what you sell? And how
yeah,
to use
and those are called learning objects. You
yeah.
don't need to have an
yeah.
hour-long course.
Let's talk about that. I'd like to talk about that when we come back because, see, what we're doing, what we've been doing this whole hour, folks, is talking about not just social media, but the way of using these same tools to have multiple applications for all of this. Everything Anita just talked about is a form, is a variation on social media because it's part of community where you're conveying and getting information from people. Tintil, readygo.com is Anita's website. Check it out. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.